Cara Rigdon, a 27-year-old mother of two, was last seen in Gravel Switch, Kentucky on Saturday, July 17, 2010. She disappeared after meeting a friend. She spoke to her mother on the phone in the early morning hours of July 18th, but never returned home or showed up for work that morning. Her car was found abandoned 7 days later, on July 25th. Several months after her disappearance, her estranged husband William and his family members were arrested on unrelated charges connected to evidence found during Cara's disappearance investigation. These charges included attempted murder, arson, possession of destructive devices, possession of forged instruments, and intimidating a witness. Cara's husband, William, and his twin brother, David, were previously involved in kidnapping allegations. 2 years after Cara's disappearance in 2012, William was convicted of murdering a former motorcycle club member to show loyalty to the club's president, and is now serving a 38-year jail sentence. So, Cara is a natural brunette with green eyes. However, at the time of her disappearance, she had dyed her hair blonde. It was around shoulder length. Cara has a scar on her nose, tattoos of stars and the moon on the right side of her neck, a Harley Davidson tattoo on her left ring finger, and a West Coast Choppers cross tattoo on her right ankle. She was last seen wearing a white spaghetti strap shirt with black dots, dark blue jeans, and black heeled sandals. Cara is also the mother of two children, Austin and Nora. William Rigdon, the person of interest in this case, and her estranged husband is the father of these children, so they had them together. Cara Rigdon, as she was known when she disappeared, was actually going through a divorce with her estranged husband, William Rigdon. Cara and William had originally divorced back in 2003. However, they had reconciled in December of 2009, but they shortly after separated once more in June of 2010. This was 1 month before her disappearance. She had separated with this person shortly before she went missing. As I've mentioned previously, they have two children together. Her case remains unsolved, but at this point, law enforcement is suspecting that foul play was involved in her disappearance. Cara was last seen on Beach Fork Road in Gravel Switch. Gravel Switch is a very small town in Kentucky. She was last seen on Saturday. She said that she was meeting a friend and would be back in a few hours. At 2 a.m. on July 18th, so during that same Saturday night, but I guess after midnight, a couple hours after midnight, she had spoken on the phone with her mother, and she told her mother that she would be going back home shortly, but she never arrived home that morning. Cara was scheduled to be at work at 8 a.m. in another town called Elizabethtown, but she never showed up. She has never been seen or heard from again. Cara had been driving a family member's car that evening, which is a silver 2009 Pontiac G6 with Kentucky license plate number 381LAE. Now, this car had been found abandoned in Bluegrass Parkway, westbound, 7 days later, on July 25th. It had 3/4 of a tank of gas, so almost a full tank of gas, and the windows were rolled down. 2 months after her disappearance, police arrested her estranged husband, her father-in-law, her brother-in-law, and her sister-in-law on unrelated charges. Authorities stated that during the investigation into Cara's disappearance, they subsequently uncovered evidence implicating these people in other unrelated criminal activities. So once the police started digging into Kara's husband's family, they uncovered that these people had other criminal activities that they were conducting at that time. Her father-in-law, whose name is Joey Redon, Joey is the father of William, was charged with attempted murder, first-degree arson, criminal mischief, and possession of destructive devices in connection with a 2004 incident where a trailer caught fire and exploded. Kara's husband, William Redon, was actually charged with criminal possession of a forged instrument and being a persistent felony offender. Her sister-in-law, Wendy Redon, was charged with intimidating a witness, and several days later, William's twin brother David Redon turned himself in to the police to face charges of possessing stolen property. According to the Charlie Project website, Wendy Redon, who was described as being Kara's sister-in-law, is actually the wife of David Redon. David is the twin brother of William, so I know, I had the same thought. Is this like an incestual relationship?
Wait, but is this Alabama?
No, this Kentucky, is right? Kentucky, and I actually checked. Kentucky, it's illegal to marry a sibling.
Okay.
And it's been illegal since 19th century. So, as far as I understand, they are not blood related. So Wendy Redon is probably someone who wasn't a Redon to begin with. At the time of these arrests, William and his twin brother David were already facing charges in another case, when in 2005 they allegedly kidnapped a teenage girl whose family lived in the trailer, in the same trailer that the twins' father Joey allegedly blew up. So it seems like they were beefing with whoever was living in that trailer. The Redon family were well known to the police at that point and had been jailed several times. Following the arrests, police began excavating Joey's property, not far from where Kara was last seen. In 2012, 2 years after Kara had already disappeared, the husband William actually shot and killed a man named Wendell Gleason Piles at Piles' workplace in Columbia, another city in the state of Kentucky. The prosecution theorized that William, who was a member of a local motorcycle club called Iron Horseman, killed Piles, who was a former member of this motorcycle club, at the request of the club's president, David Salyers, and in order to show his commitment to the club. What happened was that on the night of September 26th in 2012, Gleason Piles was working at the Tartar Gate Company in Dunnville, Kentucky. This is some sort of an agriculture company. Piles and a man named Sam Trulock were the only two employees working that night shift at the company, and the two spoke briefly before parting ways. Shortly thereafter, Sam was filling up paint in a location away from Gleason Piles when he heard gunshots. Then Sam returned to where he had previously spoken with Piles and found Mr. Piles' body lying on the ground with gunshot-related injuries to his head. Piles suffered 6 gunshot wounds to his head and torso. DNA evidence found on cigarettes at the scene matched with William Rigdon's DNA. That's how they connected that Kara's estranged husband was the shooter. Now, Mr. Piles had been a member of the Iron Horseman Motorcycle Club and had recently left the group on bad terms, with the local chapter's president. So the motorcycle club, Iron Horseman, is a multiple state motorcycle club, not just in Kentucky. They have their own Wikipedia page, and they're considered an outlaw motorcycle club. So, according to witness testimony, Mr. Piles was indebted to the president of the local chapter of the Iron Horseman's Motorcycle Club, the president of the local chapter, Mr. Salyers. And Salyers ordered a hit on Piles because he owed money that was not repaid in time. Salyers wanted Piles dead, and he couldn't commit the crime himself because he was partially paralyzed from a prior stroke. So he asked William to do the killing. Salyers was convicted of complicity to murder in 2014 and was sentenced to 20 years in prison, while in the following year of 2015, William Rigdon was convicted of murder and was sentenced to 38 years in prison. During William's trial, numerous uniformed KSP officers, KSP stands for Kentucky State Police, were stationed in the parking lots of the courthouse and the hallway leading to the courthouse elevators. Metal detectors were present in the courthouse rotunda and outside the courtroom doors. Bomb-sniffing canine units were inspecting the perimeter of the courthouse, and William Rudon himself was transported from Fayette County to Warren County in an aircraft. This was because both men that were on trial at that time were members of the Iron Horsemen, and some of the witnesses had been intimidated. One of the witnesses' home was burned down in this case, so the court took extra measures to ensure that the safety of the court proceedings would be ensured. This just kind of illustrates how dangerous this motorcycle gang is and who William Rigdon as a person was as well. Kara's mother, Shayla Tingle, says that at the time she believed that her daughter was still alive. Her quote is that you have moments that you say yes and you have moments that you think no. She's with God. She said, I mean, a mother's love will never die, and you will never entirely give up hope. Shayla claims that Kara loved her two children, and she would have never ever abandoned her children and left on her own accord. There has never been a suspect named in Kara's disappearance at this point. And the last thing I would like to mention, that Kara's oldest child, which is the son, Austin Dale Tingle, actually passed away at the age of 19 in Gravelswitch on Saturday, November 20th in 2021. He actually passed away in Norton Children's Hospital in Louisville, in the largest city in the state of Kentucky. And we don't know why, but unfortunately, Austin has also passed away a couple of years ago. So at this point, this is the information we have regarding Kara's case. Unfortunately, we have no information about what Kara was doing that evening, who she was meeting, and why the meeting that led to her disappearance. Also, we don't have any information about what kind of DNA evidence has been collected on the vehicle that was found with the windows open and three quarters of a gas tank left. And also, we have no information what the main person of interest was doing during the time when Kara disappeared, this being William Rigdon. So we don't really know what's happening. A lot of this background information is unavailable. So This is all the information I was able to gather online. Just wanted to kind of put together a little bit of a research here. But from the looks of it, it seems like William Rigdon possibly had something to do with Kara's disappearance, because they were going through a divorce and just a very convenient time for Kara to go missing. She was meeting someone. So I think there's a lot of speculation that we could do, but there's really not that much information about the case.
Yeah, but I believe you mentioned this would... That would have been their second divorce, though?
I think so, yeah, because they first...
separated in 2003.
Yeah.
So why not kill her during the 2003 divorce period?
I don't know.
Right?
I mean, maybe it wasn't that bad.
And the second one was terrible.
Potentially, yeah. I mean, you would have to look at this guy's pictures. This guy, William Rigdon, he has multiple face tattoos and like just so many red flags.
I mean, the whole family is a massive red flag.
Yes, the father is also...
every single member.
Looking pretty strange, yeah. Everyone's looking really bad here.
And the history is pretty bad.
The history is also pretty terrible. So, it's a very wild Kentucky case with a lot of wild individuals. Hopefully, we will get some new details in this case, but it seems like this whole case has gone cold at this point and...
or probably solved. Because the family's already been...
Well, yeah, but you know, maybe... Who knows? Maybe it wasn't the family. But, yeah, a lot of missing information in this case, so I don't think we can speculate for too much.
Mm-hmm.
It was a quick little case review here on the channel. This is it for the Kara Rigdon's case. Not much more we could add at this point, as there is a lot of missing information online. I hope you guys were interested to learn about this case. We will catch you on another one. Until then, please stay safe. We'll see you later.
See ya.
Take care, guys.